My name's Anne Weldon. I'm actually a Cove from Cowra. I am Wiradjuri, and I belong to the Clear River people. So, you know, I'm freshwater. I actually grew up on an Aboriginal reserve in Cowra called Erambie, or we tend to call it 32 acres because it was only, when I left with 32 acres of land after, you know, the, you know, Wiradjuri's got a strong history of resistance and, you know, that's where I come from. I'm true Wiradjuri through and through. The beauty of growing up on our Aboriginal, on our reserve, was that we were all equal. There was no discrimination amongst us. You didn't learn about that. You didn't learn about racism until you left that mission to go to school, white man's school. And everyone cared for each other. So, you know, the community, there was no doubt differences between different individuals, but the unity was the driving force. When we first came here to Sydney, I lived in Enmore, but then we had all of our other family members that were here in Redfern and Alex. So there was that strong, this strong thread of relatives and family. And so there was kin, like you had your own relatives here, but then you had your connection with a lot of Wiradjuri people. One of the reasons why Uncle Major ended up staying here is when they didn't get permission from the mission manager to leave the reserve, then they were not allowed to go back. I loved how when they moved to Sydney, our other family then followed. And if you had to come to Sydney, you know, you'd go to Uncle Major and Auntie Mary's, or they'd go to one of the other relatives. So there was that connection and that kinship care that certainly continued to be very strong. Well, I know with my family, like, you come together in the park, like you had to get out, you know, it wasn't in the, it was in the park, or you go, float like along Cook's River was the top spot, you know. But what's so sad about along the Cook's River is how it's been so polluted. And, you know, thank heavens now that, you know, there's the regeneration and how there's the alliance to, you know, try and turn some of it around and preserve, you know, what is there, because it's such a beautiful part of country. What Marrickville Council did was they created a trainee Aboriginal project officer's position, and my daughter Yvonne went for that position and got it. This is before I became the chair. And then as a result, we certainly she developed, you know, a stronger committee and community engagement. As a result of Yvonne's work and commitment, and also growing up, she knew what needed to happen, you know, for the community, Aboriginal community at large, but then also younger people. One of the major projects that one of the outcomes we were hoping for was that when Steel Park was being developed, the proposal was to have a designated area for an Aboriginal keeping place. And it really would have been, I think the council needed to do it, and I still think they need to do it. Because I think that's about us really going forward and them recognising, you know, giving back what is rightfully ours so that it symbolises the true essence of reconciliation. There's certain spots along that river that are certainly spiritual, and you can feel, you know, you can feel the presence. I believe highly significant to, you know, traditional people, you know, of like the Gadigal people that would have lived there. And no doubt, you know, the Bidjigal mob would have came across. So it's, you can feel it. For people that have never gone there to enjoy it, then I would, you know, tell you to go. My upbringing was on the river, you know. But the river is the river, you know, it's our bloodline, it's, you know, it's the power of who we are.